Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, the steadfast partner of the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan, died Sunday of congestive heart failure. She was 94. When she was First Lady, she was Mr. Reagan's closest advisor and always sought to protect him from people who were devious. James Baker was President Reagan's chief of staff and also Secretary of Treasury.
She was tough, but she had to be tough, and I use that term in the very best way. President Reagan was totally guileless. He never met a person he didn't trust or that he didn't like, and that was one of the secrets of his success, his optimism and his enthusiasm.
President Obama and his wife Michelle said Nancy Reagan redefined the role of First Lady. In U.S. politics, the two Democratic candidates for the U.S. presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, said in a Sunday debate they would look forward to running against Republican Donald Trump if he gets the nomination in the general election. Clinton has at least 1,123 delegates to Sanders' 484 so far. It takes 2,383 delegates to win the party's nomination for president. Among the Republicans, businessman Donald Trump continues to lead the field, winning 12 states ahead of Ted Cruz with 6, Marco Rubio with 1, John Kasich has none so far. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried on Sunday in a cemetery east of the capital Khartoum following a funeral attended by thousands of mourners. Turabi died Saturday of a heart attack at the age of 84. He once played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Bashar to power.